today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
All killer, no filler. Hi, Jim and Patrick and the Subbiz community. Happy New Year, or however you celebrate the entry into 2026. This is Roger Grace from Scotland with my 2025 Picks of the Year. From Scotland, I say, not from Montrose. No, new year, new location. It's now Roger Grace from Stirling in Scotland. Yes, it only seemed right that both Stephen and I, as the only two Scottish contributors, live quite close to each other. Hey ho, on to the picks. My song of the year is the one that I keep playing all the time, is by the Australian wunderkind Maple's Pet Dinosaur. She's got a new single out now, but the one from last year that kept going round and round and round and round in my head like an earworm, and if I was feeling a bit down, put it on, cheered me up, is Lego. It's a great song. It's less than 3 minutes, and it's just pure energy from somebody so young. Album of the year. Well, there were a lot of difficult choices on this one. The Bel Air Lip Bombs came in at the end of the year with their wonderful album again, which I've been playing over and over and over, and that could have snuck it at the end, but that's recency bias. So there were lots of really good albums, and some of them I'd forgotten about. Special mentions to CMAT's Euro Country and the Latham's latest album and Self Esteem's latest album as well. But the album that's topped it for me, no second album syndrome here, All Killer, No Filler, It's the Last Dinner Parties from The Pyre. It's just a wonderful album. It's a great follow-up from the first album. And the song from that I'd like to play is Second Best. Still the Bits Go On. Mrs. Grace has weighed in with her song and album of the year, which conveniently are both from the same artist, Welsh metalers Those Damn Crows. They had the number one album in the UK, first hard rock album in 7 years to top the British charts, with God Shaped Hole comfortably her best album of the year, though there were others in contention. And the song from that, which is also her song of the year, is No Surrender. It was the only song that she wanted them to play when we went to see them live in Glasgow, and they belted it out so well. Still the Picks Go On. I've also got my pick of the year in the "It wasn't me, Patrick made me do it" section. So the various picks from that, Scottish duo Bratticus, they've had several singles out subsequently, but the single that I picked at the time is Tokened. They're good, and the duo, I'm expecting bigger and better things in 2026 as well. Also got a covers song of the year, and that came from Blackstone Cherry's Record Store Day album, and it's their cover of Tina Turner's "What's Love Got to Do With It." It's a great track, absolutely great track. As suggested as well, with the albums that you might have missed or you weren't aware of at the time or you subsequently stumbled over, well, I could easily put the Bel Air Lip Balms into that, but I've actually bought it and everything. So the album I'm going to pick is from Wet Leg, Wasn't a wet leg fan before, but I've seen them quite a bit on TV over the last year, kept hearing things, and I've downloaded, not bought the Moisturiser album. I do apologise, ladies, I will be buying the album. Anyway, Moisturiser is such a great album, and from that, if you can play Monge 2. Anyway, that's all from me from this year. Let's hope 2026 is as good as 2025, and in my lovely new location in Stirling as well. So long, farewell, goodbye. It's now Roger Grace from Stirling in Scotland.